My guest is a gentleman by the name of Garfield, as you've seen in the chat. I don't know if you can see Garfield at the moment. Can everybody see Garfield? Garfield, can you give everybody a wave? Okay, now, do you realize what has happened? I'm sure you must have picked up what has happened a while ago.
I can't hear you.
I know. And I just typed in something. Did you see what I typed in, Garfield? So, Garfield, I am, this evening is going to be different, okay? So you need to talk to me tonight by chatting, okay? And that's how we're going to do our program tonight. Tonight is going to be a little different, and I'm hoping that the experience will make our session tonight more meaningful to you. I am going to start with asking my guest to tell us about himself. And we are going to have a delayed response because Garfield has to look at the monitor and then respond. Now, I am hoping that Garfield will hold its head up so that he can see me. And I have no way of getting Garfield's attention because I don't have closed caption.
Okay, do you want me to talk now?
Yes, Garfield,
Yeah.
thank you.
Okay. I'm going to explain to you how I went deaf. Is that
Okay,
okay?
yes.
Right.
So, everybody, I need you to listen very carefully as Garfield tells us his story.
Okay. I wasn't born deaf, okay. I lived in Canada from 1995. Yeah, 1995. Right. I emigrated to Canada. While I was out there in 1998, I went for a jog, a run around the block where I lived. And it was very cold, very cold. Who has been to Canada? Anyone? You've been to Canada? Oh, have you been to Canada in winter? In winter?
No.
Oh, in this, right. Well, in the winter, it can get to minus 30. Right. Lots of snow. All right. And very cold. Okay. So I went running in the cold about 2 miles around the block. And then I came home and my ears were cold. Ooh. Yeah, very cold. So I went up to my apartment and had something to eat. And then the next day, I didn't feel too good, right? My eyes were giddy, right? I couldn't see properly. And so I waited for a while to get slightly better. And then I went to the doctors. I went over to the doctors, right. And they looked inside my ear with an otoscope to see what's inside. And the doctor says, you have abnormality. He says, you might have an inner ear infection. Right. Come back to see me in 3 days' time. Hopefully it would clear up. But after 3 days, it never cleared up. So when they looked again, he said to me, your ears are not normal. It's swollen. It doesn't look good. But this time I couldn't hear. I had a pop in my ear. You know, like you're on the aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it got pop on the aeroplane. Right. I got a pop in my right ear. And so when people speak to me, I had to turn because I couldn't hear in this ear. I lost all hearing in this ear. So I had to turn this way when they speak to me, right? So that's the first incident. So the doctor says to me, you have to be very careful. You might get another infection that might damage the other ear. So be careful, cover your head, keep out of the cold, because you might catch a virus again. That was in 1998. Then in 2001, I was on a building site doing a survey, and it was about minus 30 this time. The first time it was minus 18, the second time it was minus 30, right? So I went up on the roof and I was doing some survey, right? And it was blizzard, snow. I could hardly see. I had my glasses on, but it kept getting frosted. I couldn't see properly, but I managed to write down all the details that I needed. I was on the roof for about 10 minutes. Right, 10 minutes on the roof. And then I came down, and my colleague who was downstairs said to me, do you want me to go up on the roof? And I said, no, you don't have to go up. I've got the details that you need. so you don't need to go up. He said, thank God for that, because it's really cold outside. And I didn't have a hat on my head. So I came down, and then we went home. And then the same thing happened. I woke up in the morning, and my eyes was going the same way. And I didn't feel well. During the day, my hearing would come and go, come and go, right? 2 hours, I could hear, right? And 2 hours, I am deaf. You know, it went on like this throughout the day, okay? It was really bad. So the next morning, I went to the hospital and the doctor saw me and he said to me, you've got low blood pressure and also you're anemic. He says, have you got sickle cell in your family? And I said, yes, my mother has sickle cell, but I just have the trait. Don't have the full sickle cell, just the trait. But anyway, he says to me, your blood level is low. We'd have to give you a blood transfusion. And I said, wow, a blood transfusion. He said, yeah, you need to have a blood transfusion. He says, because your blood level is low. I said, I was taking iron tablets. And he says to me, why did you stop taking your iron tablets? I said to him, I was very busy at work. So he says, well, we will give you a blood transfusion, but keep on your iron tablets. And I refused. I said, I don't want a blood transfusion, right? I'll take my iron tablets. I don't want to take it. So he said to me, am I a Jehovah's Witness? Because you know, Jehovah's Witness, they don't like to give or take blood, right? So I said, no, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I just don't feel I need to take a blood transfusion. So he says to me, if it gets any worse, here is a phone number for someone in a hospital, a specialist hospital, right, who will be able to help me. Well, the following day, again, I wasn't too good. So while driving to the hospital, I got pop in this air, right? Now I am totally deaf, right? Yeah, I can't hear a word, okay? So when I got to the hospital, the doctor says, we're going to give you an x-ray, okay? We're going to give you a CT scan, and we're going to give you an MRI. So after they did all those things, they said to me, you've got a big, big problem, but before we sort that out, we want you to go into an audiology booth. Who's been into an audiology booth? Anyone? Right, and then you have to press a button. If you could hear, right, if you could hear a noise, you press a button. So I was inside, they were outside, and they raised the volume each time. And if I could hear, I press a button, but I couldn't hear. So they said, we're going to push the button all the way up to the top, the highest, right? And they said, could I hear? And I said, no, I can't hear. So they called me out of the audiology booth. I took my headset off and they said to me, the doctor said to me, where have you been? And I said, on the roof. He says, your air's inside, it's frozen. right, both inside are frozen. So I thought, wow. He says, I've never seen this before. So what we will have to do is you have to have an implant operation. But right, we only operate one a month. And so I was on the waiting list for two other people. I was number 14, but they only do 12 a year. Right. So I said to them, am I going to be deaf for a whole year? He says, unless someone pulls out of an operation, you have to wait for that period of time. I said, I can't wait all this time. I'm deaf. Right. So then I started to cry. And I said, that's a long time. I'm going to be deaf. So I said to him, well, my mother and my father are from St. Vincent and Grenada. If I went to the Caribbean, would it get better? Would it defrost? You know, everything is frozen. Would it defrost? He says, no, 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 no. It won't defrost. He says, it's just the way it is. You're not going to hear again. So I said to him, what about a hearing aid? You know, sometimes people have hearing aid. He says, hearing aid is for people who are partially deaf. You are what we call sensorially deaf, meaning you'll never hear again. Right. So he said, what we're going to do, we're going to call a speech therapist. And for 6 months, you're going to learn to lip read. Right, right. So I had to learn A, B, C, all my alphabet, all over again. Lip reading, right, all over again. So when I came home, after the first day, I started to cry because it was like doing your alphabet all over again, like going back to school, right? Yes, right. So, but I had to do it, right? So for 2 days a week, for 2 hours at a time, I lip read for 6 months. Right, 6 months lip reading. I'm totally deaf for six months. Deaf, nothing. So after 6 months, the doctor calls me and he says, there's a little boy that is not well and he can't operate. So would you like us to operate on you? I said, yeah. And he says, okay, he's going to show me a video. You know, what's video? Video, right, a video of the operation. So for 10 minutes, I looked at the video, how they're going to operate on me, okay? And I said, yes, I will do it. The operation was for 4 hours. Yep, and right, 4 hours, right. And they opened up my skull, and they put staples in my skull, and then, right, and then they put like a 50 pence piece. Hold on a second.
Thank you very much. I hope you
like this.
Okay.
Inside though. This. Inside my skull. Like that. Then they stitched it up. Okay, then they stitched it up and covered it over, and they ran little small wire inside my ears, all the way into my cochlea, all the way inside. So with you, if somebody speaks, your nerve cells, they waver and it tells the brain, everything's okay. Well, my hair cells, no good, no noise. So the cochlea and the air cell, like that, all the way back to my head. So now I got sound, but my head after the operation, swole, right? For 2 weeks, I had to wrap my head, just my eyes. All my head was wrapped up because of the operation. Okay. So after 4 weeks, the doctor called me back in the hospital. And he said to me, right, it looks good. That it looks good. Everything is perfect, right, perfect. So now I had my implant in, okay. And then when I heard people speak, when people were speaking to me, that's not their voice, not their voice. It's somebody else's voice, you know. It sounded like cartoon, yeah. My friend sounded like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy. It wasn't their voices. It was really strange. So after 4 weeks, I went back to the hospital and I said to them, I'm not happy. He said, why? He said, because you operated on me for 4 hours. And it's not the people who I'm speaking to, it's not their voice. He says, how do they sound? I said, like cartoon people. He says, don't worry. We will work it out for you, don't worry. He says, in the next 2 weeks, you should be able to hear them properly. So, right. So after 2 weeks, I went back and I could hear everybody properly, right? He says, that's good, right? So I could hear all my friends, everybody properly. So that's how I went deaf, right? But have to be careful because I stopped going to church after a while because I couldn't hear people singing, right? I couldn't hear the sermon. And church, before I had the operation, it wasn't enjoyable, right? People used to write for me, but nobody signed. So I never knew about signing. I was 37 when I went deaf. So I didn't know about signing, right? I wasn't born that way, okay? But after a while, I started to lip read people and things improved as the days went by. I still have challenges, but things improved. That's my story.
Thank you.
No problem.
I just signed it to Garfield. Thank you. Garfield, how did you feel
when I went deaf?
Yes.
There are some people who felt sorry for me, right? When the pastor came to anoint me, you know, there were some people who have said, I must have sinned to go deaf. Yeah, people said that. They said, you must have done something really wrong for you to lose your hearing. And it reminded me of the Bible when people saw deaf people and disabled people. And they said, Jesus, who made this blind man blind? Was it his parents that sinned? You remember the story?
Yeah.
You know, or was it him that sinned? And Jesus said, no, it wasn't either of those people. But it's for my glory that this man will now tell others about me. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm in the ministry and I passed my exams 2 months ago. And so I'm looking to be placed in a church in the new year. So God has a way of working out people.
Garfield, I am excited for you. You are going to be a pastor.
Yes, yes.
The new year. Mm. Fantastic.
Mm. God now, is good.
You have I'm so excited that I've forgotten how to sign Garfield. Ingrid, can you see Garfield? Garfield, can you see iPad? I'm going to have to chat to Garfield. Just a minute, everybody. I'm just going to chat to Garfield so that he can hear my question. And Ingrid is going to sign for me because I'm too excited to sign. When I'm excited, I can't sign.
I think one of the things that I'm going to have to do is I'm at BSL level 2. I'm going to need to improve my signing so that I could preach and sign at the same time. So I'm looking to improve in my signing.
Also, me also. Ingrid is going to sign for me.
Yes.
Ingrid, iPad is going to sign for me. Can you see her? Garfield, can you see iPad? Okay. So because Garfield has a cochlear implant, so it's not easy for Garfield to hear me, but I want Garfield to look at Ingrid, who is going to be signing.
Where is Ingrid?
Ingrid is iPad. Can you see iPad? Ingrid, can you see? So he can't, okay. So Ingrid, I need you to sign for me.
You're going to sign for me?
Yeah. Ingrid is going to sign. Mm. Okay, so Ingrid, can you let Garfield, I want to find out from Garfield, what brought him to the UK?
Ingrid?
He can't see you, Ingrid. He's not Ingrid. Seeing you.
Where you are, it's too dark.
You're too, do you want her to be closer? Okay.
I can't see. It's a bit dark. You need to put a light on.
Ingrid, yes. Still, sorry.
Slightly better.
That's better, Ingrid. Okay, can you ask Garfield?
The light needs to be in front of her, not behind her.
Ingrid, can you go? I think
you
it's
have a lamp,
located. Ingrid? I'm sorry, everybody. Ingrid, can you go right where the light is?
No.
I think it's the last, Ingrid, you need to be, okay, let me. Yes, Garfield, I asked you, why did you come to the UK? We can see a little better now, Ingrid.
Okay. Is that correct?
Can you see Ingrid?
No, it's difficult to see Ingrid.
He can't see you, Ingrid.
Stand up. What you could do is if you type a question for me.
Okay, I will type for you, Garfield.
No.
Just a minute, everybody. Garfield and I are conversing while Ingrid is signing, but Garfield wants me to type for him and he will speak.
Okay. I came back to the UK. I came back to UK because my family were all here. Okay. And so being deaf, I spent maybe 5 more years in Canada and things were getting a bit difficult for me. So I returned back to the UK where my family were. That's why I came back. After 16 years, I came back. But when I came back to the UK, it was different sign language because in Canada and America and the Caribbean, we sign ASL, American Sign Language. So I learned American Sign Language level 2. Okay, level 2. Right. And then when I came back to England, I thought they spoke the same sign language. It's completely different. It's different. Okay. Yeah. So I had to learn like BSL, you know, new to me.
Was it hard, Garfield? Difficult?
Yes, okay. Yes, it was very hard. I found that in Canada, people were more helpful to me. Whereas when I came back to England, the good thing about it was that in Canada, I didn't meet any deaf people in church. No one. Right. When I came to England, I realized there was a lot of deaf people in our churches. I couldn't believe it. Right. I was the only one in my church. I came here, loads of people, you know. So I was happy when I was in church. Yeah, I was happy when I was in church to meet other deaf people. No, and so it made my life easier. Better.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Why you want to preach? I just asked Garfield, why did he want to preach?
For a long time, I thought about being a pastor, mm-hmm. you know? I think God decided this was the time for me to be a pastor, you know? And he was calling me, but I kept ignoring it, you know? But I think this time I said yes. You know, it's like Jonah running away from God, you know? And I said this time, okay, no more running, you know? I'm going to answer the call. Right. And then my problem was, now that I'm deaf, how am I going to go to school, right? To learn, right? You know, I'm deaf. I don't know. So I spoke to the school and they said, no problem, right? No problem, right? We could work it out for you, right? We could work it out for you.
Right. School.
So I had an interpreter and a note taker sitting next to me. So in class, I had a note taker, and where the teacher was, had someone to sign for me. Right? Anything I didn't understand, but didn't understand what the teacher was saying, I looked across and my note taker was typing for me. Right? And so my students were thinking, we've never seen this before. No one has seen this before. Right? Yeah. So at 5 years of study, and I finished in October. So I did my BA and my MA. Right. Very praise God. You know what I mean? Praise God.
Praise it. So, both Ingrid and I and Garfield are saying praise the Lord in sign language, and that was fantastic. And we are also clapping.
We have a pastor for the deaf.
Fantastic.
That's big responsibility.
And we hope you get your own church.
Yes.
Garfield, you have a purpose, focus. What is your dream, your vision? My signing might be a little rusty, and therefore Garfield might not have heard. Yeah, he wants me to do it again, so I'm going to type it in.
My vision. I'm waiting for the conference to call me in January or February. There's a problem at the moment, as you know.
Yep.
Ministers are working part-time, yeah. Right? Some of them were put on furlough, right? Churches are, what's closed? Closed?
Yeah.
Churches are closed?
Yeah.
That's it, closed. Mm-hmm. Open and closed, right? Yeah. Churches are closed. So at the moment, nobody knows what's going on. So, but my vision is, and this is the problem, the deaf people want me to pastor a deaf church. I don't want to do that. That's not my vision. My vision is for both deaf and hearing to worship together. Right? I have a problem when we have Filipino church, Ghanaian church, Spanish church, right? When we go to heaven, in God's kingdom, everybody's together, right? I don't want no separation. So the deaf people are not happy with me. They want pastor for deaf only, right? And I don't want that. I want the hearing people to come and understand and worship with the deaf people. That's my vision. I don't want separation.
Thank you, Garfield. That's a good idea for us to come together as one church. A good vision.
Right.
Never apart, never separated, never divided, but together.
I would love to see is for when we have church service, is to have deaf people, people with cerebral palsy, people with Down syndrome. I keep telling the deaf people, I'm not only for the deaf, disabled people, right? There are people who have Down syndrome who could sing, right? They could sing, right? They could do a scripture reading, right? You know, they can do offering, right? You don't see them do it in our churches. The only time you see that happening is on Disability Day, right? Why do we have to wait for Disability Day for disabled people to go and do something in church?
Garfield, things are changing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are doing better at including everybody on all days, not only Disability Day. At my church, Ingrid signs.
Yes.
Even when there is no deaf person.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we want people to come to our church and feel a part of the church family. So we have made a change.
Yes.
And it starts with us. Thank you for coming and telling us you want one church where all are included. Have you thought about using the internet to start a new, sorry, internet to start a new ministry? Garfield? Okay, so I'm going to have to type. I signed that, but I don't think.
Write that part for me.
Okay, so Have you thought of using the internet to start your new ministry until you are called to pastor a church?
Okay. I've not thought about that yet. I've not thought about that at all. You know what? At the moment, because of what's happening in our churches, I'm thinking about chaplaincy. Going into hospital and hospice and praying for people who are in need of prayer. Going to prison as a chaplain and teaching the young people, you know, about God and everything. That's what I'm thinking about at the moment, in case I don't know what's happening in the new year.
Okay, so Garfield's wave band, I think, I'm not hearing Garfield very clearly, but I think Garfield is saying that he has thought of chaplaincy and praying for people at the moment. Garfield, are you going to call them?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't visit, you have to call. Are you thinking of using the internet? Because I am thinking internet is going to be helping you rather than you calling.
What's his name?
I'm going to finger spell that. I N T E R N E T.
Right.
So using the internet instead of calling for your chaplaincy.
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna have to, my sign in for that is not very good. So I'm gonna have to type it. Okay.
Okay. Yes, it's difficult at this time because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so we have problems at the moment, you know, because of COVID. It's difficult, yes, and hard to do anything at this moment in time. You know, it really is. You know, I'm not too sure what will happen. God will work something out though. But this COVID thing has stopped a lot of things happening for many of us.
Yes. Thank you. Is there anybody who wants to ask Garfield a question or make a comment? You can type it in the chat or you can say it and we can sign it to Garfield. Is there anybody who wants to ask Garfield a question or make a comment having heard his story?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Garfield, on your...
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your successful completion of your master's.
This work. It's a good work you're all doing.
Garfield, can you see me?
Okay, bye-bye.
No. Garfield, wait. Nicole says, congratulations.
Yes.
On completing your masters. For you. Congratulations to you for finishing.
Yes.
So once again, my sign-in is rusty. So Garfield is not picking up. So I'm going to sign that in for Garfield.
Okay.
Congrats.
So hopefully I'll meet you guys again sometime. Thank you. We can't graduate because of COVID. We can't graduate. I'm doing a deaf awareness seminar at work tomorrow.
Okay, so you're doing...
For my new colleagues. Okay. I sent you a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, thank you.
I'm doing a deaf awareness program from 2:30 to 4 o'clock tomorrow at my workplace. I have 15 people.
Thank you. Jojo is saying thank you for your touching testimony.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Is that okay?
Thank you very much. Close. And okay. Garfield is going to pray.
Yes.
Do you want to sign it, Garfield, or are you going to talk? Are you going to sign it, or are you going to talk?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We ask that you continue to bless us daily. Thank you for this meeting which we've just had. I pray, Father, that you will continue to bless each and every one of us here this evening. Give us a good night's sleep. Wake us up safely in the morning that we may see a new day. Be with our relatives, be with our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our mothers, our uncles and our aunts. And Father, keep the devil away from each one of us. And bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen. Thank you, Garfield.
Thank you, Sonia.
I see you again.
We will see each other, Garfield. Yvonne wants to say congratulations. Motivational. You demonstrated that anything is possible.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, Garfield. Have a good night. Grace and Faith, inspirational. Thank you for your beautiful prayer.
We'll keep in touch with email.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much for being here, everybody. It was good having you here and good hearing from Garfield.
Amen.
Okay.
Next week, we will be back at the same time for another interesting guest. Please tune in at 7 o'clock. Thank you. Okay. Have a good night, everybody. And it was wonderful having you here.
Okay.
Next week. Thank you from It Is Possible Tuesdays with Sanya. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Ingrid. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, Sonia.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss B.
It was good.
Thank you, Marcia. Yeah. Thank you.
I hope you have an early night tonight.
Yes.
Go to bed.
Ha 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 ha.